Mark chapter number 1, verse number 17. I sure need your prayers tonight. Amen. When Jesus heard it, he saith, praise the Lord. I'm in chapter 2. Mark chapter number 1, verse 17. I knew that wasn't the right verse. And Jesus said unto them,
yeah.
Come ye after me. Listen to this. And I will make you, I've always thought this, said I'll make you fishers of men. Mm-hmm. I misquoted that.
Yeah. Me too.
I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
I've misread that.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Look at it good. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me. Speaking here to some disciples that he's calling on the Sea of Capernaum here. Amen. Great God, in the Sea of Galilee, in the town of Capernaum. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
I'll make you to become fishers of men. Hallelujah. What was Jesus saying right there when he said, I'm going to make you to become? Hallelujah. When Jesus called these disciples, most of them were old rough fishermen. Amen. Praise God. Some of you ever hear that old saying, cuss like a sailor?
Yeah.
Amen. Because them old men of the water, they're a rough outfit. Amen. But Jesus could look through all of that. He could see what somebody could become. He could see potential, if you will. Hallelujah. And if the Lord would help us tonight, I'd like to preach just a little while. Amen. On God knows your potential. Hallelujah. God knows your potential. Hallelujah. As he preached the gospel, amen. One man in a Midwest jail cell. He went out one day, amen, on routine jail ministry that he had. Listen to this, amen. He was preaching like it was any ordinary day. Hallelujah. But on this particular day, while he was preaching to them inmates, his spirit kind of bonded with one of the other inmates there. While he preached, he noticed that the inmate was listening very intently to what he had to say. Praise God. And at the close of the message, that particular inmate decided to pray. Amen. And this pastor dealt very closely with this man for weeks to come. He led him to Christ that particular day, but for weeks, every time he come in there, he talked. Amen. And he tried to lead this inmate in the right direction. Hallelujah. He seen that even though this man had messed up and made mistakes and bad choices in life and ended up in jail. Amen. He saw that this young man had something down inside of him. He had some potential. Hallelujah. He seen that what he could become. Amen. Hallelujah. So in the space of time, this man got out of jail. And he devoted himself, amen, to the ministry. And he started studying the Word of God, amen. Devoted himself to the Lord. And in a number of just a few years of being out of jail, amen, he built a large metropolitan church. He ran a big crowd, amen. Started over 35 satellite churches, amen. Great God. One man found potential in another man. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? Praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus saw some potential in you one day? Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. What a great characteristic of our Lord. He could see value in people that nobody else could see. Amen. I read there this evening, and you remember the story well, how that some men of the town had brought this particular woman to Jesus, and they said, Lord, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery. Remember that?
Yeah.
Amen. We caught this woman in the very act, amen, of adultery. And he said, under the law of Moses, it would be commanded that she should be stoned to death. What do you say? Hallelujah. And I love the Lord's response. Amen. He began to kneel down in the sand and he began to write. Hallelujah. I've often wondered what he wrote in the sand that day. Praise God. Brother Anthony, the Bible doesn't really tell us, but sometimes we got to use a little bit of spirit. spiritual imagination. Amen.
All right.
Brother Tom, I believe that he began to write in the sands of the sins of maybe the first one standing there with a stone in his hand. Amen.
All right.
Hey God, then he looked behind him and Jesus could see down in his heart. Maybe he began to write his sins. Amen. Down upon the sand. Amen. And after the Bible said a space of time, they turned around and they walked away one by one. Hallelujah. And Jesus looked at this woman and he said, "Woman, amen, where art thou thy accusers?" Amen. "Do you have anybody still in line that's accusing you of this wrongdoing?" And she said, "Lord, I have none." And Jesus said, "Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad, amen, that Jesus could look down into somebody that you and I could hardly see that they could ever become anything. But great God in heaven, amen, Jesus looked at old Andrew. Andrew came to the Lord first. Remember that? Amen. We all know Peter. Peter, that great man, right here in this instance, Andrew found the Lord first, and he got caught up, amen, in this first, and he ran off and he got Simon Peter, his brother. Hallelujah. And he brought him also to Jesus. Many times we hear of Andrew. Andrew's always bringing somebody to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But old Peter, amen, Peter was that loudmouth one. Peter was that bold natured fella. Amen. That always was standing up. I'm so glad when Jesus looked at Peter and he said, "Why don't you come and follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men." Hallelujah. He wasn't looking at an old rough fisherman that no doubt had a foul mouth. Yes, that's who was standing there. He wasn't looking at this man, Brother Anthony, that really the world probably didn't want to have much. Oh, no, that's not what Jesus saw, Sister Missy, standing there that day. What did he see? I'll tell you what I believe he saw, Brother George. I believe he saw a man in just a few years down the road would stand on the day of Pentecost and preach a sermon and 3,000 would be saved. I believe Jesus looked down the road and he saw a Peter, amen, that would march down a horrible death, amen, and give his life to, yeah, that's what Jesus saw. Great God in heaven, I'm about to feel like preaching here. Hey, I come to tell Brother Tommy Romans, I'd never bring up his past. I didn't know him all them years ago. I wasn't even born then, amen. Amen, if people would have looked at Brother Tommy, he said he had hair way down on his back. He got into things of this old world. And if the world would have looked at him and said, "Hey, one of these days that guy's going to preach the gospel. One of these days that man's going to lead men to Christ. Amen. One of these days he's going to be a great pillar of the church." Many people would have laughed and said, "I don't know." But that's not Jesus. He can look and see what you can become. Hey, God in heaven. That's what I love about this gospel message. We say, "Well, amen, I've heard people tell me, Brother Harvey, I come down to your church, but I can't do this, and I can't live it. I just sit and listen to them, Brother Tom, tell me about all they can't do." But you know what I tell them? Hey, guess what? I can't do it either. Amen. I don't know why people think they got to clean up before they come down to get saved and humble their heart before God. Don't care what you are right now. Hey, he can see down the road, Brother Chuck, what you can become. Hey, God in heaven. Yeah, I can't live it either. But oh, there's something about it when a great God gets down in your heart. Hey, and Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, begins to live in you. And there's something rises up. Hey, I said there's something rises up down inside of your heart. Hey, and it's no longer you that lives, but he that liveth inside of you. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, Jesus knows what you can become. I said Jesus knows your potential. I thank God he looked down at a 13-year-old boy. Hey, believe it or not, I used to stutter, amen. I couldn't hardly speak plain at all. Hey, I was so shy, wouldn't hardly sing with the youth group at my church. I testified, put my head down. Hey, that was me. But Jesus knew what I could become. I'm glad that he sees potential. When the devil tells you, you're never going to be nothing. You're never going to amount out to anything. Hey, I'm glad Jesus don't care what you are right now. I'm glad, Brother Tommy Romans, that he don't care what you are when you come to him. Because he knows when he gets to working on you. He knows when that Holy Ghost rises up down inside of your heart, what he can make you to become. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm about to feel good here. Amen. Here is the marvel. If Christ sees potential in you, it don't matter what anybody else thinks. Hey, God in heaven. Oh no, it's not necessary. Amen. Great God, not necessarily what we are that concerns Jesus, but oh, what concerns him is what we can ultimately become. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Oh yes, one day long ago, amen, our Lord entered that gateway of Capernaum. Amen. And he saw there a local tax collector. And I think it's on over in chapter 2 of this same verse, along about verse number 14. Amen. And he passed by and he saw Levi, which is Matthew, amen, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. Great God in heaven. I'm about to feel like shouting. Hallelujah. Listen to this. And it, amen, follow thou me. And in that same verse, just a couple words at the bottom of that verse, and he arose and followed him. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Matthew, great God, amen, he held the contract, if you will, for the city of Capernaum. Amen. Now the Romans did their taxes much different than what we do today. They would bid for certain areas. Amen. And to say they bid $25,000 for that area of Capernaum, Matthew had to see to it that he got that $25,000. And the Romans could really care less how he got it, just so he met that bid. And anything above that was Matthew's profit. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. So notice this. Matthew would stand by the sea, amen, as they came in, and he would tax these men on their fishing trips. He would tax everybody for what they brought in. He didn't care if they had money to pay. He didn't care if they could feed their hungry children. He was a greedy man. Great God, there was a lot of people in Capernaum that would like to see Matthew take a hike and leave. Amen. There was a lot of people, no doubt, would have liked to, amen, let a riot like his outfit today and rioted against Matthew. Amen. Oh yes, but oh, I love this. Amen. No doubt Matthew had heard a little bit about Jesus. No doubt, Brother Anthony, Matthew had seen and heard, amen, from afar, some of the miracles that Jesus had begun to do. And this particular day, Jesus went by Capernaum and he paid his taxes. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus obeyed the laws of the land, I believe, to the best that he could. Yeah. Amen. And he said, render unto Caesar the things that be Caesar, but unto God the things that be God's. So he tried to do the best he could. Hey, everybody else, no doubt, when they left Matthew's table, they had hatred in their heart, and they thought, I wish that old buzzard would croak. Amen. Oh yeah, but not this day. Jesus paid his taxes, and he looked at Matthew right in the eye. Hey, and he seen something down in his heart, and nobody in town could see. But I great God in heaven. I said, I'm at the field. Amen. That third person come in the house. Everybody else said, I wish that old buzzard would die. I wish that old guy would croak. I hate that old man down there taking up taxes. But Jesus looked at him and he said, hey, why don't you come and follow me? But what amazed amazes me more than that, that Jesus saw potential in a man like Matthew. What amazes me more than that, he was a very wealthy, a very prosperous man. Listen, how easy. And the Bible said, and he arose and followed Jesus. He didn't go back home and tell him, hey, I've had a change of jobs. I've had a career change. Oh, no. He didn't. The Bible said, he just got up and they followed the Lord. Hey, great God, I wonder how many of us could really be living in the fullness of the gospel. I wonder how many of us could really be living in the blessings of the Lord if we would be that easily hearted and just do what the Lord would ask us to do. Hey, it wouldn't have got to me tonight. We'd be shouting. We'd have a healing service. We'd be sinners saved if we would just arise and do what the Lord said to do. Hey, I come to tell us, hey, he seen potential in someone and nobody else did. And I come to tell you tonight, he sees potential in you. The devil said, you'll never make it. The devil said, you'll never be able to serve him. But Jesus said, greater is he that is within you than he that's within the world. I come to tell you, you can make it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Immediate obedience.
Yes.
Hey, God.
All right.
Apparently, Jesus saw something in Matthew that everybody else missed. Woo! He saw a little bit of potential there. Hey, God. A possibility of what Matthew could become. Hey, man. Hey. In the months and the years to follow, Matthew became an apostle of our Lord Jesus. Listen, he became a writer of the first gospel that bears his name,
right?
The Gospel of Matthew. And he left behind a unique and an undying image of his master. Hey, God. Amen. Tyndale wrote that Matthew seemed to have evangelized a number of countries. Irenaeus says that he preached the gospel among the Hebrews. Hey, God. Listen, he spent 15 years, amen, in this work. Clement also said that Matthew went and he preached to the Ethiopians. Listen to this. He preached to the Greeks of Macedonia. He preached to the Syrians. He preached to the Persians. Hey, God. And most authorities affirm that Matthew was painfully put to death, a martyr's death, because of following Christ. Now, this was a man that everybody in town hated. And one day was a tax collector. But Jesus said, why don't you come and follow me? And look at what he did. He left a mark for the gospel. He left a mark for Jesus. And God, because he was willing to arise and follow the Lord. That's all it takes. How can I really get busy and do something for the Lord? Just be obedient. Just be humble and do what he's asking to do. Hey, Brother Anthony said the other night, one of these days we're going to catch him running around the church. I tell you, Brother Anthony, that's just what I do. Hey, I take a lap around the church to let the devil know I can shout for the Lord. Hey, I like what my cousin Amanda said. She said, there's two times I shout, when the Lord tells me to and when the devil tells me not to. Hey, that's all he's looking for. He's just looking for somebody to be obedient. And you can leave a mark, and you can leave a testimony that you reached the Hebrews, that you reached the Persians, that you reached the Ethiopians, and that you died a martyr for the cause of Christ. Jesus knows what you can become.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Everybody else saw him as an old faithful tax collector.
Yeah.
Jesus saw him as a preacher of the gospel.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, Jesus.
My. Who could have passed that Capernaum tax booth that day? Amen. Watching Matthew extort that money. Amen. From those that could hardly even afford it. And ever have saw what Matthew could have become. No one but Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! No one but Jesus. I'm so glad he knows, great God, what kind of potential that you might have. Amen. Hey, God. I better watch what I say here. That one of my helpers, he's been good. He's been with me, Brother Tommy, for 10 years. But he tells me all the time with his head drooped. Amen. He's told me this years ago, so he wasn't trying to pull one on me. But he said, Jason, when I was young, me and my dad butted heads. I moved out when he was just 17 or 18. And he said, we went to North Carolina. Thought we was going to hit it big and get good jobs. But we got down there and it didn't pan out. We ran out of money. And he said, we got to stealing, living in our cars, stealing things just to survive. And they put us in jail. Hey, God, has spent a long time in jail down there until he finally got out. Hey, amen. Let me tell you something, Brother Tommy. Amen. He tells me all the time, he reminds me of this. He's a felon. And he said, I can't vote. I can't carry a firearm. There's a lot of things he can't do because the federal government has listed him as a felon. And it'll follow him for the rest of his life. That's why your choices, young people, at a young age means a whole lot.
Right.
Amen. The people you hang with,
come on,
the places you go.
Woo.
Amen. And being rebellious against your parents, it'll follow you for the rest of your life. Hey, God in heaven. Now the government, amen, they see him as a felon. But did you know that he could come to the Lord? Hey, God in heaven, and kneel down in an altar of prayer. And Jesus sees great potential in him. Amen. Jesus don't remember that felony part. Come on now. Jesus don't remember the sin part. But he said, he'll cast your sin into the depths of that deep blue sea.
Yeah.
In that sea of forgetfulness. Hey, God in heaven.
Woo.
Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
I said, aren't you glad that we got a God like that? Hey, a lot of times, Brother George, hey, man, I'm waiting. We got 4 and 5 and 6 and 8 yards on the street. And I'll be way down the road. And some old person will come out and hand me money. Sister Lula, and he forgets to give it to me. Sometimes I've never thought one thing about it. And tomorrow he'll come back. He'll say, Jason, I'm sorry. I stuck this in my pocket and I forgot to give it to you. Well, he might still be labeled as a felon. But thank God I couldn't attain its potential in those outcasts. The world said it'll never mount. And they, no matter what they think, it matters what the Lord thinks about you. Hey, I'm about to feel like picturing you tonight. That's all that matters. What does the Lord think about it? Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus knows your potential. He knows what you and I are right now at this moment.
Yes, he does.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, well, somebody so-and-so thinks this about me. It don't matter what they think.
That's right.
Come on.
I used to worry a lot about that, Brother Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
I used to worry myself sick over what everybody thought about me.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Praise God.
Woo!
Yeah, I knew what.
I'm not saying this disrespectfully whatsoever, Brother Chuck. I don't care much about what people think anymore.
That's right.
I'm too old to care about it.
Come on, man.
And I'm not even that old. Hallelujah. I used to worry myself sick about it. What this one think? What that one think? What's this one say? I ain't got time to worry about that measly stuff.
Come on.
Thank God. I have matured along the way. Brother Anthony, I had somebody cause me a little trouble several years ago. I prayed about it. It bothered me. I kind of worried myself sick about it. And I prayed about it. I should have handled it a little different. But the Lord spoke to my heart while I was praying. And he said, you know why? I called you to pastor that church. And I was praying. I was a boo-hoo. And I said, why, Lord? He said, because you're strong enough to handle it. You can handle this. Well, God, Brother George, I shouldn't have did it. I was only about 29 years old, 30, I don't remember, I was a young pup, and I came to church, and I looked at old troublemaker right in my eye, while I was a preacher like I am right now, and I said, hey buddy, you know why the Lord called me to pastor this church? They just looked at me, and I looked at them, and I said, because I'm man enough to do it. Hey, because I'm man enough to do it. God's looking for somebody that'll stand in this day. He's not looking for a puppet on a string. He's not looking for a 6-foot icicle in the pulpit. He's looking for somebody that'll get some potential out of you. When I get a boss over me, I don't want them to let me keep doing things wrong, but I want them to steer me right and get the most out of me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to watch here.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Jesus. Bless
except for my dad's, I don't know how many tons of that red brick, red crushed bricks all around that house. I'd have never got it out of there one day by myself. It's just impossible. But you know, I got a crew of girls that knows how to work.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
They wasn't quite strong enough because that stuff's embedded in that old dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
I wrecked that old stuff out there to have blisters on my hands, gun powder. They got them little shovels and they put it in the cart my dad had hooked to a four-wheeler. And then he hauled it over the bank, dumped it out. Amen.
Woo! All right.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, Chuck, they wanted a swimming pool last year. Amen. I'd have put some in them pools up. Dogs shoot a hole in one of them. Amen. This, that, and the other. About the third pool we put up, I said, now Daddy works all the time. I'm not griping and complaining. But this time y'all start helping around here. We're going to do things as a family.
All right.
I went down there, Sister Missy got a load of sand in my neighbor's dump trailer. And I got out there and them girls unloaded that sand and they wheeled it in there. The boys going to put the pool. Amen. I watched a little how-to YouTube video, how to level that out. And I drove me a roof boat down in the middle of a 2x4
right.
And put a little weight on the end of it. And they looked like oxen out there. Ox, amen, walking round and round pulling that board. Amen. Hey, God. Now, I've been training them for 2 or 3 years.
All right.
And we get up there, Brother Charlie, my dad said, I can't believe these girls work like boys. Amen. Hey, hope they find him a good man. Amen. One of these days.
Yeah.
But if they don't, they're going to know how to do something one day. Hey, God.
Come on.
Amen. Come on. I'm not trying to be mean, but we go up there, my sister's boys. All they know how to do is get blisters on their thumbs. And not from working.
Come on.
Come on.
Holding that controller.
Yeah.
Amen. Great God. And my dad told me the other day, he said, oh, I wish somehow I could get these boys to do something. I couldn't stay long enough to do it all. I got all the rock, all the hard stuff out of the way and got his amen felt all the way down so he could go get him some plants and plant that stuff and put him a little bit of mulch or something around there, some rock back around there. And he told me, said, I can't get these boys to help me do anything. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, God, I tell you what you better do. You better get something out of them while they're young. You better find that potential in them while they're young. Hey, God in heaven, thank the Lord. I'm glad he sees what you are. I'm glad he knows what you can become. Thank God he sees it in you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
Praise God.
Bless him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says, give me your life.
Give me your life.
Amen. You and I, we believe in him. We believe he's the Son of God. We believe he knows all things more fully and completely than any mortal man. We believe he knows our very lives inside and out. Yet we have trouble doing what Matthew did. Arose and followed the Lord. It's hard for us to do that.
Come on.
Come on.
I know what I need to do. I know I need to dedicate my life and just surrender 100%. Amen. Somebody said, God's my co-pilot. That's your first problem.
Problem one.
He better be your pilot.
Come on.
Woo!
That's right.
And you better sit over there and do what he says.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on.
Or you get yourself in a lot of trouble. Amen. Hey, God. That one old fellow that's was praying, Brother Rich tells about, and he had a bunch of stuff, Brother Anthony, listed out on a piece of paper. I want to do this, and I'm going to go here, and I'm going to do this for you, Lord. And he prayed about it, and he signed it at the bottom, and he prayed, and he said, Lord, here's what I want to do for you. And the Lord spoke to him in prayer, and he said, rip that paper up and throw it away. Great God, he said, to get you a paper and sign it at the bottom and let me fill it out. Hey, God, don't he know what's best? Know the Lord knows. He can see your future better than anybody. Let him fill the paper out. Let him tell you where you need to go. Let him tell you what you need to do. Hey, God, I was talking to a preacher friend of mine today. I said, hey, brother, just as sure as I know my name is what it is, I know that God called me to pastor a church, start a pioneer work right in the middle of Huntington, West Virginia. I know the Lord, Brother Tommy, called me to do it. Hey, I know he put me right here in the middle of his will. I'm not bragging or boasting, but I've had a lot of old timers. I went with them to the end of the road, and they said, Brother Jason, I thank God that I had you in my last days. Brother Don Williams said, I almost let the fire go out, but the Lord sent you by, and I rekindled that old fire that meant the world to me. Sister Kirk, Sister Martin, by one after another, Sister Barb, they said, thank God that he put you in my life. That means the world to a preacher that fights hell every single day just to know that God is helping me to get the potential out of you.
Thank you, Lord.
I never put you on the spot, Brother John.
Holy, holy Lord.
I tell you, Brother John Turner means a lot to me.
Yes, he does. Come on.
He shook my hand back around the night. He said, Brother Jason, I want you to know I thank God you're my pastor. I went home, Brother Tommy, and that touched me so much. That tore me up.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah. I appreciate you, buddy. I want you to know I appreciate it. That the Lord sent you right here. Amen. The good shepherd holding this church. That meant the world to me. Hey, Brother John, I don't know you real well, and you don't know me super well. We've known each other for a matter of 8 or 10 weeks. Amen. Pretty good. Hey, God, I know you like pepperoni and onions on your pizza. And you know I like baked spaghetti from Everonis. Hey, God. Hey. Amen. But I know this. There's a God in heaven. He knows next year. He knows the future. And he knows what you can become. Hey, God in heaven. Don't let the world tell you you can't do it. Don't let the world tell you you can't make it. But I come to tell you, God knows what you can become.
Yes.
Amen. Listen, when Jesus dropped his head to his chest and he cried, it is finished. The price was paid in full. Did you know that?
Yes, it was.
Paid in full.
What was finished? His life. Was his life finished? Oh, no.
No.
Oh no. What was finished? I tell you what is finished. He says Satan's hold on mankind is finished. Hey God, what is finished? Amen. Satan no longer has control over you, but the spotless, amen, blameless, amen, sinless Lamb of God, hey, has took control. And Satan no longer has dominion or control over your life. I've been set free. I've been saved. I've been washed in the blood. And now there's a potential that I can reach that even I didn't know I had. Hey, God. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, he comes down and he lives in me. I can draw from his strength. I can draw from his power. Hey, God. I'm saved. Hey, I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. Hey, myself personally, I've been sanctified, and I hope you are too. And and myself personally what you're saying. And then you're sanctified. You're a fit vessel for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I got the Holy Ghost when I got saved. Yeah. Amen. He come to live inside you.
Yes. That's right.
But oh, there's an indwelling. Amen. I said there's an indwelling. What we refer to as a baptism of the Holy Ghost, Brother Anthony. Yeah. And when he comes to live inside of you, he comes to bring power that you can be an overcomer.
Right.
He comes to bring power that the world no longer has a pull and a draw on you. I said he comes to bring power. Amen. That we can lay hands on the sick and they recover. He comes to bring power that we can witness to the Lord. Amen, and they be saved. I said he comes to bring power. Hey, power, power, Holy Ghost power. I come to tell you, church, there's potential. There's a lot more potential than what you even realize. It's not you, but it comes from him. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Woo.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Amen.
Holy God.
So what are the dynamics of this potential?
Thank you, Lord.
We'll leave you with three things and I'm done. First, amen. Jesus ends the sin. His blood covers your past confessed sins.
Right.
And God's promise is still valid. When I see the blood, he said, I will pass over.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes.
You gotta be saved before anything else.
That's right.
Amen.
Come
on. Secondly, Christ literally comes in to your life. The salvation experience is not your determination to live a new set of, amen, behavioralistic changes. Oh no, you can change your behavior all you want. It ain't gonna do you no good. You can get counseling all you want. You can go to AA all you want. It ain't gonna do you no good.
Come on.
You can go down to our Suboxone clinic all you want. It ain't going to do you no good.
Thank you, Lord.
But if you get saved, amen, and you get Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, living down inside of your heart, you can overcome
this
world.
Hallelujah.
Glory. You begin to live from Christ. You begin to draw from his strength. Oh yeah. You begin to see with his vision. You begin to love with his love. You begin to have his peace. Hey God. You begin to have his gentleness. You begin to have his long suffering. It's no longer I that liveth, Paul said, but Christ that liveth in me.
Right.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, number three, now that you are cleansed and Jesus is dwelling in you, you have access.
Yep.
Just like I was just telling you, to the Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
Who only enters a clean vessel.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
I would say he won't dwell in an unclean temple.
That's right, bro.
Right.
Woo. Amen.
Now, I'm not trying to be too hard. I don't want to ruin a good message right here at the end.
Bless you, Lord.
Sometimes I'm bad for that. I'm not trying to be too hard, Brother George.
Bless him, Lord.
This outfit that says you got to sin a little bit every day. Oh, no, no, no.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Somebody said, oh, boy, my preacher, he lives a good life, but he bumped his thumb with a nail and he said a cuss word. I bumped my thumbs with nails.
Come on.
I'll never forget. I reached in the closet one day to get a can of Pepsi and it slipped out of my hand and it fell right on top of my big toe. My big toe swelled up and turned black and blue. I never said one cuss word.
That's right.
Woo!
Lord.
That's right. Great God in heaven. Sister Ann, I've been saved since I was 13. What is that? 26 years.
Bless
I ain't
Lord.
Never said a cuss word in 26 years.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
You can live above sin.
Amen.
You can live above sin.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless him.
Praise God.
Yes.
Jesus. Amen. If you Hallelujah. Want the Holy Ghost to live in you, you'll live above sin.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Are you saying, Brother Jason, you're perfect? No, that's why he said we got it. I've crossed up, and I've had to have an advocate, Brother John. I've had to go to the Lord. We read that one. I think it was last week.
That's
amen. Right. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, great God. Call unto the Lord. He's an advocate, amen, that we can have.
All right.
Amen. He'll save, or he'll forgive us, rather. Amen, of our sin. Come on now.
Yeah.
I've had to do that. The great God, amen. I don't go around every single day looking to sin. Amen.
Right.
Woo.
Right.
Praise God. Somebody said, people don't preach on the Holy Ghost anymore.
Bless him, Lord.
We don't hear sermons like we did in the Pentecost church, amen, through the years growing up. And I'm not taking up for that. We need more preaching on the Holy Ghost. We need more people in here seeking the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We need more people in these altars begging God, Lord, give it. It's a gift and God wants to give it to you.
Right.
So I'm not trying to back up on any of that. But you know one reason why we don't have people being filled with the Holy Ghost? You know one main reason why we don't have people up here seeking the Holy Ghost? Because we're barely keeping them above sin from service to service in these times.
That's true. That's the truth.
We're barely keeping them with the victory. Amen. From one Sunday to the Thursday to the Sunday to follow. We're barely keeping them coming to church. Amen. Great God. And how we expecting them to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? How we expecting them to have, amen, the spiritual gifts? At Corinthians, amen, talks of how we expect them, amen, to lay hands on the sick and they recover when they're barely keeping the victory. Hey, I come to tell you, church, there's a place you can get to that's high and far above that. I said there's a place you can get to where all you do is long for the Spirit of God, and God will fill and indwell you with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me in this house. I'm done.
Jesus. Praise be to God.
Oh, these good, wonderful things happen in your life for a purpose. Did you know that?
Yes,
your purpose is to enable you to bring the pleasure of God. Our lives are to bring glory to God. Did you know that?
Yes.
I sure wanted to do it. It is that very fulfillment of purpose that brings the greatest joy in your life. Nothing else satisfies very long. Nothing else satisfies.
All right.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet, Bro Chuck.
Bless him, Lord.
I was telling you, my neighbor offered to buy my truck the other day. I been looked at them GMCs and I said, boy, they look nice. Woo! But I'm going to keep mine, Bro Tommy. I'm still thinking and praying about it here. Hallelujah. Amen. Great God. But you know what? I can go out there and get me a nice GMC truck. And people think things bring them happiness. Things don't bring you happiness.
Come on.
You go out there getting that thing, boy, smell that new smell. New brakes, new tires. Woo!
Yep.
That's nice. But after a while, you get out there and you think this is just a truck.
That's right.
Get you a new house, strive and pay for that thing and work yourself to death. You walk home for the first year or so and walk in that door and you think, boy, look. After a while, it wears off and you think this is just a house.
Yeah.
But you know what will bring you fulfillment?
Holy Lord.
You know what will make above and up down inside of your heart?
Holy Lord.
You get Jesus Christ living down inside of you.
Holy Lord.
You get that hope of glory living down inside of you. I'll tell you what, amen, it'll bring you far more happiness than any house can. It'll bring you far more happiness than any truck or car or four-wheeler or bass boat or anything. It'll bring you far more happiness than anything in this world.
Amen.
You get the joy of the Lord down inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Yes, I preached to you in my heart tonight.
Man.
I said, I preached to you in my heart tonight.
Yes, you did.
Amen. Why don't you get closer to the Lord? Why don't you draw closer to Him? Why don't you get that Spirit of God indwelling down inside of your heart? It'll make a difference in your life. It'll make a difference in your marriage. It'll make a difference in your children. It'll make a difference in on your job.
Yes, it will.
Woo!
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Him is fulfillment, Brother Anthony. In Him is where we have our hope and our happiness from. Great God, we draw it from Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. I said, glory, amen, to the Lamb of God. Amen. It is in this, amen, endeavor that the fruit of the Spirit begins to grow in our lives. Love, joy, peace, generous, goodness, patience. Amen. These are the characteristics of a godly person living for Christ, doing the will of the Lord. And then you begin to have the fruit of the Spirit bubbled up inside of you.
Thank God.
When you begin to put Him first.
Oh,
when you begin to live for Him, and He sees your potential.
Oh.
Woo! Christ knows your potential, and He died on a cross that you might achieve it. Amen. I want you to bow your head with me right here, Lord. I preach my heart to these people right here, Lord, that you've given in my care. Lord, you know I love them. Amen. I've spent many hours praying. I've spent many hours studying. Amen. Trying to get something to preach to these good people, Lord, you've given me right here. I pray, Lord. Amen. There's some folks in this house tonight. The devil's told them They're never going to reach that dream. They're never going to reach that potential. They're never going to reach that place that they've always had in their heart. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this for you, Lord. I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to buckle down. And the devil said, you can't do it. But, oh, Lord, I felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. In prayer today, I felt the Holy Ghost lead me today to tell them. Amen. You can reach that potential. There's a God in heaven that knows your potential. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What is it? What is it? What is it that you want to get to tonight? You want to get back to that place that you've been to in the past? You want to get back to that place?
Yes.
Amen. God can bring you there. Who'd be the first one to step out? We got all kinds of room up here in these altars. We got all kinds of room up here. The devil said, you ain't going to get back there. The devil said, you might as well quit. The devil said, Matthew will never mount up to nothing. The devil said, that woman caught in the very act, she'll never mount up to nothing. But Jesus said, I see some potential. I see something down inside of there that's worth pulling for. Thank God. Come on, church. Come on. Amen. Let's get these altars tonight. Let the Lord help us. Come on. Come on. Let's let the Lord help us. Oh, Jesus.
I was one with you, Lord. And I thank you to the blessing God.
Gather together in a room one day.
Oh,